When Micah Whitson and his wife Mariana bought an old letterpress shop in Somerville, Massachusetts a couple of years back and began printing posters on an old letterpress, they were both looking for connection in this disconnected digital age. Micah, in particular, wanted to reconnect with his roots growing up in Alabama in the 1980s.
I grew up in North Alabama, south of Nashville and Hatshepsut, so always had seen, you know, letterpress kind of poster bills and show bills around for things, and had always kind of loved that look and that aesthetic. So my day job is a digital art director, so I work in, you know, new technology and everything that's crazy and just disappears the second that it, you know, hits a screen. And so started designing stuff to have letterpressed at an old letterpress shop up here in Massachusetts, just to kind of get out of the, you know, the world of anything's possible and kind of have to go, well, we can only print what we have letters for and what we've got colors for, and there's only certain things we can do. For me, it's designing in handcuffs and just limiting myself to, let me break this thing down to the fewest number of letters and art, you know, and graphics that then we can do with two colors, and then someone would hang on their wall, and then they would come in and kind of have that memory that comes over them that reminds them of Tennessee or reminds them of summertime or whatever it is, that they go, that's amazing. You know, that didn't have to be like a, you know, hour and a half documentary. It's three words and a color that then someone remembers. And so it's, for me, it's that, that letterpress is, you know, you get all the benefits of like the maker movement and all that stuff that's so great, you know, using old machines and old bits. But I just like the fact that you can't do certain things on it. So it makes you really just kind of distill the message down, because it was always made to spread a message. It was always made for type.
Terry Chouinard is one of the owners of a local print shop called The Open Press. Their idea was not to start a business, but rather to give local designers the opportunity to rediscover, as Micah has, the joy of working with their hands and within inherent limitations.
Working on a press, you're not engaged with a screen. You're using your hands and your mind and your eyes all in one sequence in a very different way than you are staring at this projected light and typing away at a QWERTY keyboard. It's much more a physical and a visceral experience.
Part of what we are hoping to create is not only teaching printing and letterpress printing and bookmaking.
This is Wendy Halverson. In partnership with Terry Chouinard, Juanita Tumulaire, and Paul Rustand, she is the director of the Open Press, responsible for day-to-day operations in the shop.
But also then, after a class is finished, having people can buy memberships and rent press time and then join this community. I mean, being engaged people who have had printmaking experience in their college years would have stepped away from that for, you know, their careers or family or whatnot, but really craving community and wanting to be back, inspired by what other people are doing. And we want to have this space where people can come together and, or, you know, individually or whatnot, but really sort of learn from each other and know each other and kind of further their creative process.
Micah and his wife are just the kind of people Wendy Halverson is talking about. Micah particularly seems happy to have all the advantages the digital age affords us. But at the same time, he wants people to follow his example and try living life as he did growing up in Alabama, when retailers shut up shop on Sundays. His business is online, but still, he closes his site on Sundays.
I like to say, you just can't have it now. Just come back tomorrow. It'll be here tomorrow. Don't worry about it, but just hold on a second and take a day off.
So what you have is something that's essentially handmade, but is marketed through the virtual world. So,
right.
So you've got one foot. You got one foot in the 21st century, and one foot in the 19th century.
Yeah, and it really is amazing how, because, you know, I wasn't really on Twitter until we started Old Try, and then, you know, Pinterest. If you ever hopped on there, you know, the whole thing with Pinterest is it's just visual and it's inspiration, and it's, you know, we get so much traffic through those two places that, like, it's wild. You know, my mom would have no idea that we exist because she's not on either one of those. And so, you know, there's no place for her to stumble on our stuff. We're in about a dozen stores now kind of throughout the South, but she would never run into us unless she's on the internet. But it's the funny thing is that, like, my wife's grandmother has no idea of what to do with our prints because, you know, she has paintings in her house. And so she's like, I'm not sure what these words, like, where would I, well, and every time we talk with her, she's like, now, if I were to get that Manus print that you have, what would I do with it?
All this summer, Warehouse Row has had a series of exhibitions on the theme crafted by Southern Hands. They invited Micah Whitson to exhibit what he calls their love letters from home throughout Warehouse Row for a month. He liked the idea, but he wanted to take it a step further.
Since we're talking about kind of, you know, home and being rooted, I'm like, we should print up a Chattanooga print the night of the show in Chattanooga by a Chattanooga printer on a press in a building there. Like, it's, you know, it doesn't get any more rooted than that. Like, let's make our print there that night. So we are, so part of it's kind of like, you know, the gallery show and our stuff, I think, will be up for a month or something in the building. And then the other part of it is that we are going to run one color of our Chattanooga print the day before the show, and the next Friday, Terrence will be there with the Vandercook all inked up, and we'll be running the second color, and then people can, you know, run their color on their print too if they want to go, well, look, have a hand in making it. You know, it's all the printing press is all about, you know, being free and everyone having access to it, and that's what the guys at the Open Press, you know, their whole kind of thought is, and that was the whole kind of motivation behind Gutenberg kind of making it, was let's make information free and give it to everyone. So we're like, yeah, if you want to run one color of the Chattanooga print, come do it.
Terry Chenard has arranged for one of their presses to be in Warehouse Row for the evening this Friday, August 30th, from 5 until 7:30. Following the handcrafted theme, there'll be local food from Champies and Southern Burger Company, as well as handcrafted beers from the Chattanooga Brewing Company. All the details are on the website, craftedbysouthernhands.com. The event is at Warehouse Row on 11th and Market. For WUTC's Around and About, I'm Richard Winham.